Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, this time last week, I was mentally preparing for what turned out to be probably one of the most, well, it was the most inspiring, challenging weekends of my life. I went to the Breakthrough Experience with Dr. John DeMartini, who I'm sure you've heard of me talk of before. If you haven't seen my stories in the build-up to the event and afterwards, I went to the experience with my wife. And John DeMartini is somebody who I was introduced to through the book The Secret, and I went to hear him speak 15 years ago at an event which at the time was very challenging for me. It was on perception, it was on neuroscience, his work's evolved incredibly since then. But I was in the early days of my personal development journey then, and I've studied his work ever since, read his books. And about 2.5 years ago, my wife and I went to an evening with him in London, which was about values and relationships and how understanding each other's values can support you in having a fulfilling and happy life together, which was incredibly rewarding, valuable, insightful for our relationship. And then we decided to do the Breakthrough Experience because one of the most important things for myself and my wife is to understand each other, respect each other, understand where each of us wants to go at any given point in our life, and to ensure that we're truly aligned and congruent and happy with what we're doing, and understand that each of us respects each other for what we want to get out of life. My wife isn't in my life to make my life, and I'm not in her life to make hers. She wants to make something of herself, and I want to make something of myself, and we come together as a unit to support each other through that journey. And this is why a lot of relationships fall down, because it's one-sided. You know, my wife and I have an equally loving, respectful relationship, but she wants to have a fulfilling life, and she's inspired to achieve something for herself, and it's important to me that I understand that wholly. And it's important that she understands mine wholly. So if I travel, or if she needs to do work in the evening, or whatever she needs to do, that's where the respect comes in, because we truly know each other. And one of the most incredible things about the weekend was getting a deeper connection and understanding for each other. We covered a lot about perception, what you perceive to be true in any given situation, whether it's somebody that you, whether you perceive somebody to be incredibly successful and it makes you feel very overwhelmed and challenged and inferior, or whether you're perceiving a situation and hating somebody, despising somebody, which we have polarities in life. And John DeMartini talks about polarities and how our life can be very unfulfilled and destructive and unhappy when we are either obsessing over people and things, or we are being dreadfully negative, or dreadfully having hatred for another person, which, to be honest, if you stop and think about it, there's a lot of situations where we're either, especially with social media or business or whatever it is, we're looking up at people and giving our energy away to people because we're intimidated by their success. And we put people on pedestals, or the opposite way, we have had arguments and disputes with people over the years, and that resentment and anger builds up over time and becomes subconscious. And you need to be whole. You need to be happy, and you need to be loving at all levels to truly have the most fulfilling, successful and happy life for yourself. And the whole weekend was about understanding how to manage perceptions so they're neither too high or too low, understanding values and understanding other people and understanding relationships. And there was a lot that he went into, a lot about brain and neuroscience and our ability to control our thoughts and live an inspired life. And if you think about it, if you're able to control your thoughts, you're able to control your perceptions, you're able to have meaningful and fulfilling and happy relationships, life's trajectory is going to be incredible. And that's human improvement, you know, human development, personal development. That's, I'm fascinated in that. I mean, imagine if we all had clients that were loving, happy, clear, would they all be overweight? You know, this is a big challenge. You know, if we can understand how to work with other people, and first of all, how can we work with other people if we can't work with ourselves? If we're not whole, if we're not happy, how can we expect to lead? This is where I'm kind of want to go into to today's episode. And I'm going to get John DeMartini on the podcast to go into great depth, because he teaches, well, not only incredibly, incredibly well, and I don't mean that in a patronizing way, his teaching style is phenomenal, but his brain and his passion is, I mean, to witness a guy after 47 years crying with emotion for what he does was incredibly inspiring. This is a man that travels the world. That's all he wants to do, helping people live their best life. And when you actually look at the pain, the upset, the frustration, the comparison, that so many people, maybe you listening to the podcast, are dealing with this right now. We're in an industry which is all about serving others. And to serve other people, do you not agree that we have to be whole, happy, loving? That word loving, you might be cringing at hearing it, but I've spent a long time in my life, good big parts of my life, being dreadfully unhappy. You might be able to relate to this, dreadfully unhappy. And I've had times in my life where I look so much up to people that it stalls me. I just don't think I'm ever going to be good enough. And then my energy is just given so much to people that I believe, perceive to be so much better than me, that I just don't make any progress. And then I fall out with people and I have a hatred for people, and it consumes you. And then you get to the point in your life where you learn how to just literally almost zero everything. So there is no noise in your head. There's no confusion. What can you then do with your brain? And this is the thing. You know, if you're a personal trainer, if online coach, fitness professional, and you're serving an audience. Now, today's podcast, episode 121, is about being a leader of your tribe. Right? One of the reasons why I'm absolutely dedicated to not only bettering my body, but bettering my business, brain, and knowledge. I'm absolutely dedicated to developing my brain. You know, 15 years, guys. I read every day. I read personal development, something every single day. I've been on courses all over the world. And obviously at the age of 42, I've done another one. Because I'm trying to challenge my brain. I want it to just keep getting better and better and better. Because the better it gets, the clearer I get. The clearer I get, the less noise there is. The less noise there is, my business grows. The less noise there is, the clearer my message is. And I'm a leader of a tribe. Let me start kind of today's episode off by saying that to you. I see you guys as my tribe. This podcast, the Mastery Podcast, it's like a tribe. Within the podcast, there's an amount of downloads, there's an amount of people that literally look forward to the podcast. And I take on the responsibility of the leader of my tribe. I've said this many times. My mission is to help fitness professionals have a fulfilling, happy and successful career. And I take that responsibility so strongly. I wake up in the morning and I think about you guys. I go to bed and I think about you guys. I go to courses and study at the age of 42 to better myself, not just for my relationship with my wife and my family and my friends, but so that I can become a better leader of my tribe and have a happy, fulfilling, successful career myself. But it has a huge knock-on effect with every time that I have worked on me, I've been able to analyze Am I leading you guys to the best of my ability? I've worked hard on my body throughout my career. I've worked hard to learn it inside out, to learn my strengths, my weaknesses, turn my weaknesses into strengths through my training, my physique development, bodybuilding. I've worked to take my results up and up and up and up, because every time that I've progressed at any given level, I've had a, whether it's weight loss, people that are following my content who want to lose weight, whether it's physique development, I've always believed that, you know, for the people that I'm going to be serving, the people that I'm helping, my clients any given time, they weren't just clients to me. They were a group of people that I was leading towards their mission, towards what they wanted to accomplish. So I had a mission to serve my audience. So I want you to stop for a second. You know, you have a whiteboard. If you have a whiteboard or a journal, and you have a list in your journal of your clients, look down that list. That's your tribe. Look at your Instagram page, your Facebook page, your followers. Those people are deciding to choose to follow your page because you are their leader. Pause for a second. I have a responsibility on my Instagram page to not confuse you, to inspire you, to educate you, to lead you on a journey. I teach fitness professionals how to build a business and a brand. I teach fitness professionals how to achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. So I have to make a commitment to lead from the front. And I take that challenge on. But everything that I do on a day-to-day basis is driven around making sure that I'm acting in accordance with the leadership role that I give myself the responsibility for. So look at your client list right now. Look at your Instagram page. Are you acting like a leader? Are you just seeing them as clients, people that you train every single day? Are you looking after them? Are you inspiring them? Are you giving them everything that they need? If you put all those people in a room, would you be the leader or would you just blend in? Now, there are some of you right now that are the early parts of your career, and your responsibility right now is to cultivate yourself into, if you have the aspirations to have a tribe, you can just have a load of clients, you just train sessions, that's absolutely fine. Or you can take the responsibility to have the portfolio of people that are within your world and actually see them as a tribe of people. One of the biggest problems on social media is that coaches are just creating posts. You should be able to go onto someone's social media page and go, this person's on an inspired mission. John DeMartini talks about this a lot. Yeah, I'm on an inspired mission to help as many personal trainers, fitness professionals, online coaches as I possibly can to achieve their own inspired mission, to have a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. So my question to you here is, do you have a mission? I just want you to stop for a second and think about that. Who is it that you're serving? Is it males, females, target audience? Is it weight loss, fat loss, bodybuilding, physique development? Where would you position yourself if 10 out of 10 is the most incredibly inspired leader? Are you working your way up? Because the interesting thing here is, if you're at a 2 and you want to get to a 3, let's say there is a tier of leadership. You know, the funny thing is when you start leading a certain amount of people, if it's weight loss, eventually you get to the point where you become that good of leading weight loss, more people want to help you with, you know, fat loss, and then you might move into body transformations and body composition, as I did throughout my career. And then, because of my own desire to keep pursuing my physique and keep getting better, I ended up working with bodybuilders and physique development, physique coaching, and then educating. And the thing about progressing in leadership is it leads your life incredibly forward. If you're not a leader, if you're just a trainer, if you're not a leader, you're just a content, someone that's putting posts out. I talk to you guys every single day, and I say, are you creating your social media page, for example, as a inspired mission to serve an audience? and then creating yourself as a leader and you're teaching your tribe. Now, actually, when you look at the way that you write any of your content, are you talking directly at your, imagine this tribe of 100 people in front of you. Are you sharing your heart, your soul, and your passion to help that group of people better themselves? Do people feel like they need to be in your presence to learn? And this is where we got to look at leadership. You know, if we actually look at leadership and think, well, on a day-to-day basis, how you act, how you perform, how you speak, how you present yourself, and how you dedicate yourself to your own improvement, is it in line with a leader? You know, I see a lot of trainers, speak to a lot of trainers, and I'll say, when was the last time you studied? Oh, you know, because I've got so many clients, I haven't really studied much. You know, I haven't really got a lot of time to train myself at the moment. So it's been quite hard recently. So you tell me you're trying to grow an online business. You know, what have you been doing to inspire your followers? I put posts out, talk about fat loss, talk about training. And I said, have you sat down and actually said, like, what are you actually starting here? What culture are you creating within the personal training, within your gym? Are people arriving at the gym and your clients that are talking to each other when they finish training? Do they know each other? Are you getting people together? Is there a Facebook community for your personal training clients? Are they a part of something? Are they helping each other? Is everybody just individual units? You know, the Mastery Podcast has become an incredible community. I have Brand Impact Mastery, my mentoring community, which is an inspiring, incredible place where fitness professionals are all coming. And I come into that community and I lead everybody. Now, I run my mastermind program and I'm leading that community, but my commitment to dedicate and learn and grow myself is something that I hold myself responsible to. What commitments have you made to your tribe, personally and professionally? This is something that's very, very important. If you break down all of this kind of leadership responsibilities, are you acting in line with promises? Have you considered your personal, I've talked about this on podcasts before, your personal professional standards? Have they improved? Is there a minimum standard? Are you acting out every single day in line with leadership qualities? It's important for me to challenge you at this point. It was so inspiring to come away from the weekend and have the hair on the back of my neck stand on end and have shivers, because I wake up every day with an inspired mission. And do you know what? Throughout the whole of my career, it's not just personal trainers. When I was working with general population weight loss, you know, we have an inspired mission at M10 to help our general population clients. It is very, very clear in our community that we're leading our members and our clients as a tribe, as a leadership facility with an incredible group of leaders as the coaches at M10. We're the leader in charge of those guys. And so when you're on your own, it's very, very easy to just go by every single day, do your training sessions, go by every single day, tick the boxes. But just look and say to yourself, at this stage of your career, at this stage of where you're at, are you building something? Does your marketing reflect you as a leader or somebody who is trying hard to become one? This is a very important question. Because you might be listening to this right now going, you know what, I've been in the industry 18 months, 16 months. You know, I shouldn't really be in that position right now. No, you won't necessarily have, you know, a following of 1,000 people, a full diary in the gym. I hope you will. But how are you actually managing what you've already got? How are you managing your own professional development? Are you learning? You know, I was traveling 4 or 5 times a year all over the world studying to become better. That's leadership qualities. You know, I was traveling within the country. I was learning with my clients. I was reaching out to different mentors at the time for advice to get my results better with my clients. I was working on my personal self. I was developing my physique. And whilst I accepted the responsibility, I took on board a responsibility and accepted a responsibility for the task that I set for myself. I wanted to lead people on a mission to improve their own body composition. To do that, I took the responsibility on to lead from the front myself. And if anything, today's episode, I'm just going to ask you, are you going to lead or are you going to be led? And if you're going to lead, you've actually got to start to create a community. And when you actually look at some of the most successful social media pages, the people that are running them talk to people. I mean, look at my page. It's to personal trainers, it's to fitness professionals, it's to online coaches. But I talk to you guys as if I know you. In today's episode, I'm talking to you like I know you. In fact, I do know you. That's why you reach out to me and that's why you message me. That's why we speak. That's why you're coming to the seminars in November. Incidentally, this will go out to tomorrow. If you listen to today's episode, the early bird for the Body Transformation and Coaching General Population Clients Seminar on the 9th and 10th of November, it expires today, Friday. Because if this goes out Friday, it expires today. So listen to the episode. Go to the link in my bio. It's £235 or it goes up to £365 if you don't sign up today. So if you want to see myself and Dan Smith on the 9th and 10th of November, this goes out on Friday. If you're listening to it afterwards, you've missed it. But if you're sharp enough and you listen to the podcast on the day, then good on you. I look forward to seeing you in November. It will be an incredible, incredible event. And to be honest with you, this is another commitment for you to be able to level up and to lead forward. You know, to take a stand at the front. You know, if you have a social media page, if you have a group of clients, it should be very clear that you're standing at the front of your business. If you have an inspired mission, you will wake up in the morning and think about your community. Right now, you could be the leader of 12 clients. If that's where you're at the moment, but make sure you are leading them. And what it basically will look at is you don't have to pull them all together, stand in the middle of a room and give them a speech. But are you acting, learning, behaving like a leader? Now, we know what leaders do. Leaders commit to bettering themselves. Leaders actually lead from the front. Leaders inspire. And that's something that you have to take the responsibility of. And I tell you, if you take that responsibility on, you'll grow quick. And then the funny thing is when you're a leader of a tribe is that people tell other people. People notice your strength and your qualities and they will want to work with you. They will want to tell their friends because they'll know they'll have the best of the bunch. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I am consumed every day by thoughts for you guys. Every single bit of my marketing, every single bit of my development. Now, this weekend, the last weekend when I went to John DeMartini's event, it wasn't just about my relationship. I took so much away from the strategies. You know, it wasn't a hype up weekend where you all pump fists and just come away and just go, yeah, we've been inspired. John DeMartini taught us a framework to live an inspired life, how to minimize and maximize perceptions, how to understand values, and how to allow or help yourself to live an inspired life in line with your values. Get the most out of your life, grow the most. This is going to carry over to the work that I help with coaches that I mentor. In fact, at Tuesday's meeting with the team at M10, we went through values. It's important for me to know my team. It's important for my team to know themselves. And so everybody can work together, grow together, and I can bring information back. It's very important to me in a few weeks' time that I'm doing some more education with the guys. We're doing some more learning of biomechanics as a team. It's important for me to work with the team and grow with the team and lead with the team. And you are more than likely the owner of your own business as a personal trainer, as an online coach. And it's very easy to fall back. So this, hopefully this episode is a very, very quick reminder to say, look, you know, are leaders putting poor quality content out? Or are leaders trying to get better with their content? Are leaders missing the gym, skipping the gym, not following their diet, letting themselves get out of shape? Are leaders not committing to their education? Are leaders not keeping up contact with their clients, with their tribe? Are leaders not helping everybody move forward and growing as a unit? There's the challenge for you. If you're not acting in line with that, then you're not driving a tribe forward. Therefore, you will not have an inspired mission. Therefore, you're probably not going to be known for anything further down the line. You will have just done a load of sessions. You will have just coached a load of online clients. And this is where it becomes phenomenally interesting. Because if you want people to know you for anything, you have to build a tribe. I have to cultivate your thoughts. I have to share with you. Right now, I'm talking to you, hoping to inspire you, guide you. I want you to see me as the authority that helps you through your career. I want you to reach out to me on social media and Instagram and say, Mark, I'm struggling on a day-to-day basis. A lot of the messages I get is, Mark, I'm struggling to do this. What do I do? I'm helping you navigate through your career. You know, you're a part of my tribe, my community. So I want you to reach out to me. I want you to DM me. I want you to share this episode of the podcast. I want my tribe to grow and grow and grow. I want my seminars to fill out. I want Brand Impact Mastery to become one of the biggest online mentoring communities for coaches, where I can be in the group, come on the live call, support you in your growth and development. Because every time you ask me a question, every time I can delve into your tribe and help you move forward, you're living a more inspired life. You're going to be making more money. You're going to be achieving better results. You're going to be more fulfilled and you're going to be happier. Now look at your tribe. Look at your clients. It should be growing. It should be growing in line with an inspired mission to help people live a healthier and happier life, to help people lose body fat, add muscle, increase self-confidence. And I want to know whether or not you're doing that. I want to know whether it's moving forward. I want to know whether the 25 to 30 sessions a week that you've got, that community of people that you've got, see you as their leader, or do they just see you as a trainer? And here's one of the other things. If you're a leader of your tribe, your clients don't go anywhere. They don't want to go anywhere because you have inspired them enough. If you are having retention problems, if you're having referral problems, in fact, if you're not even getting inquiries, then you're not inspiring people. You're not leading. There is no tribe. And that's up to you to build it. That's up to you to cultivate it. Now, if you have any questions on this and you're slightly confused, whether you're at the beginning of your career and you think I'm supposed to be creating a tribe, let me just explain this one more time. In the early days of your career, the best way to cultivate the person that you want to be is to start working on yourself, to continually commit to bettering yourself and don't slow down, is to build your community of clients that you have. And it starts off with a pool of 25, 30 clients, 15, 20 clients. But you take the responsibility on to look after them as a unit, whether you bring them into a WhatsApp group, whether you bring them into a Facebook community. How do you help them all collectively? You also help them collectively by being the leader. You're learning, you're educating, you're developing your mind, your body, and your business. They will tell everybody else. And that's how you begin your initial tribe. If you're growing a social media page online, I've talked a lot about this, I should be able to go onto your page and know exactly who you're speaking to. Now, a lot of personal trainers contact me on a day-to-day basis and say, I can't get any DMs, I can't get any people to speak to me. Well, you've got to go out and talk to people, but you've got to talk in the language that people understand, that you're clearly on a mission to help people do X. And that means clearly deciding and defining the mission that you're on. To help women live a life full of confidence, sexy and strong. To help skinny guys build muscle and feel confident. I'm helping personal trainers have a fulfilling, successful and happy career by teaching you how to build a business and a brand. I'm helping you navigate through your career. And I know you know this, right? That's very clear with the way that I run my social media. I've talked to you on the Mastery Podcast. And hopefully, I know the podcast keeps growing. The downloads keeps increasing. And I know that you see value in this because you tell me all the time. So, guys, I hope this has been of value to you. I really, really do. Don't miss out on coming to meet myself and Dan if you've never met us before on the 9th and 10th of November. It ends today. It's Friday. So make sure you get to my Instagram page. Click the link in the bio. Come and see us in London. 2 days coaching general population clients, coaching body transformation clients. Will give you our full framework. And if you have any questions about that, about my Brand Impact Mastery course, which is a very cheap price to pay to be part of a growing community of trainers that are being mentored by me daily inside the Facebook community, going through a 12-week course, learning branding, marketing, and tribe development, building your tribe. Or you want to get involved in some personal mentoring or my mastermind program, then please just drop me a DM, and I'm going to tell you this. Drop me a DM and say, I want to speak to you for 20 minutes. I'll have a call with you. I'll have a call with anybody. If you are a bit lost of where you need to go and you know that I can help you in any way, shape, or form, drop me a DM and let's have 20 minutes on the phone. Let's look at where we can fit, what's best for you, for where you're at right now, and I'll navigate you in the right direction. But final thought, you're working towards an inspired mission where you're fulfilled, happy, and you are moving forward. See your growth and development as being a leader of a tribe of people, whether it's growing social media you're following and making sure that your mission is clear, or whether it's your community of your clients. If you're leading a group of people forward, you're leading an inspired mission, and you've got to lead from the front. That's the most important thing. And the challenge on you is, are you leading from the front? If you're not, it's time to level up. And if you want some help leveling up, drop me a message. But for now, share the podcast. Let's get more people on the Mastery Podcast. I am grateful always for every message and every comment that you leave and every podcast episode that you share. Guys, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.